McDonald's softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. I'm Caleb Swenson. Chris Malika joining us shortly from the press box here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, site of this WIAA Division 4 playoff matchup between your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Beavers of Augusta. This is a D4 regional semifinal. McDonald coming out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Augusta out of the large Dairyland Conference. Augusta is 8-12 on the season, 5-8, tied for third with Oliva Strum and the Dairyland Large on the other side for McDonald. They took second place in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, 18-2 on the season, 10 straight wins. Augusta's been hot as well. Four of their last five, they have won after losing five in a row before that. Winner of this game will take on Colfax or Lake Holcomb, the number 3 seed, the Colfax Vikings, or the 6 seed, the Lake Holcomb Cornell squad. Regis fell to the Augusta Beavers 10-0 on Thursday. That was their first playoff game. McDonald, by virtue of their 2 seed, got the bye. Augusta is the number 7 seed. Joe Zawacki is at the helm of Augusta. We'll chat with him in a few moments, along with head coach Rick Beyer of the McDonald Lady Max. Of course, they went to state last year in Division 5. Now we'll start a tournament run in Division 4 with, again, some quality opponents looming in this sectional, but you've got to start off by taking care of business here in the regional semi. Well, sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team in your community can partner to be true champions. And speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Joe Zawacki of the Augusta Beavers. This is McDonald Playoff Softball on WOGO Radio and Max TV. We're back in three.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Thank you for sharing the word on social media as well. So folks can tune into today's broadcast. You can also watch and listen via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and Max TV. Thank you to Val and Grayson for being here to run that. And Greg Stewart, our sports director, at the controls as our producer and board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley. In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In high school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro softball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Earlier on, we caught up with head coach Joe Zawacki of the Augusta Beavers, the seventh seed in this regional semifinal. Welcome back to Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports. Your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Augusta Beavers in this regional semifinal WIAA Division 4 tournament here with head coach Joe Zawacki of Augusta. And coach, played last Thursday, run rolled Regis. What did you see that you liked from your team?
We got aggressive in the first couple innings offensively. Then we disappeared a little bit and then got the bats going again in the sixth to finish that one. If we stay aggressive on the base paths at the plate, stuff like that, I like our chances. This McDonald team is a really good team. We saw them early, and we were not ready for them at that point. And I know even today we have to have our best night at the ballpark to have a chance to beat them, but it's just a great opportunity for us. Coming off our first playoff win in 5 years, anything's possible.
Coach, lost five straight, but then won four out of your last five. In kind of that hot streak, what have you been doing well?
Well, that's kind of how the season started, too. We lost our first six, won our next four, so we're kind of a streaky team. And it's all about our mental toughness, our attitude, stuff like that. When we're up, everyone's up and are positive, and good things are happening. We're making some plays that we weren't making earlier. Our outfield's a little more aggressive, which is what we need. We need them to make plays tonight. Our pitcher, if she's working the zone, and they're going to put the ball in play. They're going to hit the ball. They're a good offensive team. They play all around good, but offensively they're going to put the ball in play, and we have to make some plays, and that's what we've done the last couple of games. Our catcher bailed us out in the last game, and probably the fourth or fifth inning they had some runners on, and then she threw two runners out.
Coach, we are looking forward to this, and always great to have playoff softball. We're hoping the weather stays at bay here and should be a great night.
I'm hoping that it holds off. Ricky Byer's going to take care of us, though, so I'm looking forward to seeing what we can have happen here this afternoon. So thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Joe Zawacki of Augusta back with Coach Byer of McDonald. This is Lady Max Playoff Softball on WOGO and Max TV.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald Softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery, so you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Softball. You're on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's your Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Lady Max against the Augusta Beavers, and we're here with Coach Rick Beyer. And Coach, first playoff game, so obviously this is the one and done territory. It seems like your team has been, again, building toward this point all season long, and now's where the fun really begins.
Yep, we play all year just to get to this. You know, obviously conference first, but then the playoffs is kind of a bigger deal. I mean, we try to go as far as we can.
When you look at your opponent in Augusta, they just won their first playoff game in 5 years. They've got a young team, but a talented team. They were able to get past Regis, and they've won four of their past five games.
Yep, and they beat a pretty good Emmanuel Lutheran team with a good pitcher. You know, it was 1-0. They won on a walk-off, and I think it was senior night. So they're riding a pretty good high right now, too, so we got to come out and play.
You've played some tough non-conference games recently. I know you wanted those, again, to really battle-test your team as you head into the tournament. What'd you see in those games?
I seen our girls compete. You know, we won some close games, and that's what we needed to see, was some close games.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather allows this to happen. You guys get business done quickly, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
That's head coach Rick Beyer of the McDonald Lady Max. This is McDonald Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you in the booth today.
Woo-hoo!
At Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. And yeah, Chris and I were texting before the game and she was like, yeah, what are the chances we're up in the booth? Yeah, let's make that happen. So thank you to Grayson and Val and Kurt who are all in here with us as well too for making room. And yeah, we'll just all get to know each other a little bit more today.
Well, you know what that means then? Then it won't rain. Since we're up here, we're
absolutely
not out there being the targets.
Still probably worth it to be up here considering what's going on weather-wise here in the Chippewa Valley. So everybody stay safe, but it looks like there could be a window here to get this game in. And hopefully, again, as we talked with Coach Beyer about, the girls will take care of business against a tough Augusta team.
Yep, they just need to, you know, Coach Beyer made the mention to it that they've been playing some tough games and they brought out the wins, so they just need to go in, keep their heads where they need to be, play their positions. Katie needs to be solid in the circle and do the bats and base running, all their back to basics.
Again, some of the things they've been doing so well all throughout the season, but now it's you can't have a slip-up. It's time for our Choice and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls, and again, you've been alluding to that already, the things that McDonald has done well that's put them at a record of 18-2 throughout the season and second in the Western Cloverbelt Conference to only a phenomenal Fall Creek team. This McDonald team needs to build on that, and they're going to need to be even better than they were during the regular season if they want to go deep here in the D4 tournament.
Absolutely. Go off their what they've already done, and like you just said, build on that, build on their strengths, their base hitting, their pitching, their stealing, you know, build on those strengths and get in there and hit the ball, field the ball, all those things that they know that they need to do. They just need to work a little bit harder and, you know, keep going with it.
Those are today's Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes. We'll have your starting lineups and first pitch coming up as well here from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. It's the McDonald Lady Max and the Augusta Beavers, the number 2 seed versus the number 7 seed WIA Division 4 Tournament Softball Regional Semifinal. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO and Max TV.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald Softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Back in line.
Hey, what you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery. So you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Getting closer to game time here on WOGO Sports. Public address announcer Kirk Galvez.
Batting second, number 10, Olivia Meyer. Batting third, playing third, number 5, Rachel West. Batting cleanup, number 18, Stella Zank. Batting fifth, Augusta pitcher, number 22, Brooklyn Kruger. In the sixth spot, number 11, Nayali Schlanger. Batting seventh, number 2, Maddie Meyer. Batting eighth, number 13, Mackenzie Bachosik. And batting ninth, playing shortstop, 0, Caden Kirkham. The Beavers are led by head coach Joe Zawacki. And now let me introduce you to the Lady Macs of McDonald Central Catholic. In the circle today, number 20, Katie Ruff. Behind the plate, number 33, Morgan Wirtz. At first, number 24, Aubrey Doran. Playing second base, number 6, Abby Brazina. At third, number 14, Keegan Winger. At shortstop, number 10, Kelsey Bremnes. In left field, it's number 3, Kendall Hepler. Playing center, number 7, Riley Christensen. And in right field, number 12, Claire Ruff. The designated players, number 5, Kiera Leinenkugel. The Lady Macs are led by head coach Rick Beyer.
Behind the plate today is Mr. Tom Heavey.
The field umpire is Mr.
We are back in 2 minutes with game time in this regional semifinal on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Back in two.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Time for softball in the regional semifinal from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. WOGO Radio on Max TV. Greg Stewart, our board operator. Back of the WOGO home base in Halley. As McDonald in the field first as the home team. We're trying to get our crowd mic situated here without knocking it out the window. Again, just lots of these little challenges.
That's okay. I'm fine with being up here and staying dry once it starts to rain.
Yes, indeed. Well, the Beavers' leadoff hitter is Cecilia Schroeder. 309 hitter, catcher, freshman. Again, amazingly young Augusta team. Just one senior in their starting lineup.
We've seen that quite a bit this year, that the younger teams and everything coming in strong and hard. So
facing the senior Katie Ruff, whirls and deals for pitch one at Casper Park here in Chippewa Falls, 3:32 p.m. time of the first pitch. A little overcast. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Ball one called. Pitch two in there for a strike from Katie Ruff. 1-1 the count. And first playoff game for McDonald. The good second for the Augusta Beavers.
Good to be getting it in.
Ruff whirls and deals, induces a swinging strike from Schroeder. And the freshman catcher behind the count, 1-2. 224 average as a team for Augusta and head coach Joe Zawacki. Again, they're 8-12 on the season. They've won four of their last five, trying to get hot at the right time. Pop up just behind the plate, running up and
making the squeeze.
Keegan Winger in foul territory right in front of the Augusta dugout for out number one.
To the plate for Augusta.
Sometimes those can be difficult there, you know, not knowing who is supposed to be going to get that one, but that was a great job. They communicated on that, so great job in getting that first out.
So the leadoff batter is retired. That brings up Olivia Meyer, the senior center fielder, number 10. That's 149 on this season. Again, the lone senior in the starting lineup. Katie Ruff whirls and deals, showing bunt as Meyer pulling it back. Strike called. Last night right here on WOGO, Chi High won their regional semi 9-1 over River Falls. They'll move on to a Thursday night regional final here at Casper, where the weather looks a lot better. Whistling it in for a strike is Katie Ruff, and hopefully McDonald's joining them and playing at the same time.
Absolutely.
A little bit of a breeze coming in here. Flag whipping about a bit in left field. 0-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. Swinging.
Ooh, nice job,
strike
Katie.
Three. First punch out of the game for the senior Katie Ruff. That is her
number five, Rachel West.
176th, I believe, of the season.
Hey, light up the middle.
Absolutely phenomenal. Those kind of stats are great.
Coming into the game, 462 batters faced for Katie and 175 strikeouts with a 1.39 ERA. Deal just a little bit low on Rachel West, the sophomore third baseman. Number five, West, bats from the right, 380 hitter to lead the team in average.
Yeah, that's pretty good. For
1-0 pitch, swinging strike two. One ball, one strike with two away here in the top of the first. From Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Greg Stewart at the Wogo home base in Howley. Grayson and Val from Max TV join us in the booth as well.
Nice job, Katie.
Swinging strike two. One ball, two strikes. McDonald and Augusta here in this regional semifinal.
Clear in the couple.
With two away, the 1-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. Just below the knees, ball called. That was close. And again, depending, you're trying to feel out where they're going to give you the strike zone as well. And again, that was right above the Sox. West stands in there, swinging,
okay,
strike three, and they go down in sequence for Katie Ruff. 1-2-3, McDonald roars through the top three of the batting order for Augusta.
We head to the bottom
of the first. With our score, Augusta 0, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Playoff Softball on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Top of the order for your McDonald Lady Macs. And at the plate, Kendall Heffler here in the bottom of the first. The junior left fielder, number three, bats from the right, takes a ball about face mask height.
Oh, she's itching. She's itching to just get on base.
Talk about swinging a hot bat. Kendall, 452 average. She now leads the team in that category. Pitched two in there for a strike. 28 steals as well. I was chatting a little bit with Kendall before the game. I'm like, oh, wow, you had 28 steals in the regular season. She said, only 28? And she fouls one back.
Yeah, I think if she could, every time she's on base, if she could steal, she would be going.
McDonald, 457 OBP as a team and a 360 batting average. One ball and two strikes for Kendall Heffler. Takes one low and in the dirt from Brooklyn Kruger, the freshman, number 22. Augusta with the white uniforms, the purple pants, the purple sleeves on the shirts, and the white pinstripes, the jet black socks. McDonald resplendent in the royal blue uniforms with the white pinstripes. Kendall Heffler swats one right past the second baseman, and that's going to reach grass in the outfield. And Kendall Heffler continues her hot hitting streak as she is aboard for McDonald. You know she's not going to stay at first long.
Nope, she's not.
At bat number seven, Kendall Ryan
Lady Max with the white numerals, the gold piping, the white McDonald lettering. The gold piping across the front, the white socks, white batting helmets.
I was watching college softball this weekend, and I noticed the pinstripes are back.
They really
are. And there she goes.
Kendall cruises into second. Again, when we were chatting a little bit beforehand, just kind of an informal interview, too, and she said, I'm not real great at sliding. It's like Chris has kind of pointed that out.
I have several times. She makes me a little nervous on that.
That time she didn't even need to
slide. No, she didn't even.
Riley Christensen-Richardson, the 393 hitter, freshman center fielder number seven, is at the plate for McDonald with a 1-1 count.
against Brooklyn Kruger, the freshman.
Well, and I think the girls need to kind of put some pressure on this catcher and stuff to see what she has, because, you know, they're very fast and they're very accurate, so putting a little bit of pressure on doesn't do any harm.
That one fouled back. It's an all-freshman battery, and Brooklyn Kruger and Cecilia Schroeder on the other side behind the dish. 1-2 pitch. Riley grounds it towards short. Throw across the diamond, not in time. Riley beats it out, and Kendall beats out the throw to third, and runners at the corners with no one out for McDonald.
Smart base running. You know, Kendall stayed there waiting for the shortstop to make that throw, and she went. So.
And I think she made the shortstop hesitate just a little bit, and then that throw sailed on her.
You got it.
So Riley Christensen-Richardson, the freshman, at first. Kendall Heffler at third with no one out. Squaring up to bunt as Riley cruises in to second. Kendall now caught in a rundown between third and home. Kendall trying to beat one out here. Will run back toward third, and it gets away from the third baseman. Play at the plate. Kendall dives in,
nice,
and she is safe. A head first slide. That one looked pretty good, Kendall. And it's the first run of the game for McDonald.
I'm so proud of her, that slide. That was awesome.
Right underneath the tag as our umpire will dust off the bag. 1-0 McDonald. And Riley Christensen-Richardson in the chaos advanced all the way to third. With Morgan Wirtz at the plate. 431 hitter, second on the team, the senior catcher, number 33. This time Morgan lifts one along the right field line, drifting foul. Out there chasing it was Nayeli Schloniger, the sophomore.
You know, when that caught, with Kendall getting caught between that, you know, they practice that quite a bit in practice because those situations come up. So she did a great job in staying moving.
0-2 the counts on Morgan Wirtz. She takes one letters high for a ball. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. And again, the athleticism of Kendall Heffler between third and home there. The pitch, ball two, to just keep on running. And again, you'd think you'd slow down or get tired, but instead she just keeps on going back and forth, back and forth until they make a throwing error.
Well, and that's, again, that's exactly what they practice, is keeping going on that. And
ball three.
Call it monkey in the middle.
Morgan Wirtz was behind in the count, 0-2. Now the count has worked full, as I think that bulb is out on the scoreboard again. I think we're hosting the sectional here, so.
I think we need to get that
four
fixed.
Straight balls, and Morgan Wirtz aboard with a walk.
At bat, number 24,
that brings
Aubrey
up Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, the senior first baseman, number 24. Aubrey, 362 hitter. She is three of McDonald's five home runs.
You got it. Olivia coming in to run for Morgan.
Olivia Wolf for Morgan Wirtz, the junior, number 13. So runners at the corners for McDonald. With one run in, still no one out here in the top of the first against Augusta. Aubrey Dorn, the senior, stands in. Bats from the right. It's the freshman, Kruger. Aubrey swings in the first pitch, and it's popped right to second. Throw back to first in time for the out, but dashing in to score is Riley Christensen-Richardson. So a double play nicely turned there by Augusta for the first two outs of the inning. But McDonald plates another run, 2-0.
At bat, number 20.
Yeah, and that one's hard on those flies there with Olivia. That one's hard kind of because you're ready to go. And
she took off running, and again, just a nice play by Maddie Meyer, the freshman. As they'll conference in the circle with two away here in McDonald, a two-run lead. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com. And don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Two away from McDonald, two runs in. Here, their half of the first. with Katie Ruff, the senior pitcher at the plate now, number 2320 hitter on the season. I don't know if we already have a lineup change here for Augusta. I didn't see any changes out there. Looks like Kruger's still in the circle.
Yeah, I didn't see any change around either.
Just a quick conference with the infield with Coach Zawacki. Again, he's got a young team, talented, on their first playoff game in 5 years.
Yeah, and sometimes coming into playoffs, I mean, I know they already played, but coming into playoffs, it's nervous, and it's, I always used to say, it's a whole different season, playoffs time is.
First pitch strike. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Katie Ruff, with the bases open, two runs in. Pitch two, inside called strike. 0-2, goes Kruger quickly ahead in the count here. Katie Ruff stands back in. The pitch, grounder toward third, pops over the bag.
Oh, he called it fair.
And it's called fair, so Katie Ruff will cruise into first with a single. That one was close over one, there.
Yeah, I was, when I leaned over, I was like, it's going to be foul. But I think we have Chloe. Yep, Chloe's coming in to run for Katie.
So Chloe Flanagan, the sophomore, number 8. In at first.
At bat, it's number 10, Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey Bremnes, freshman, shortstop, number 10. Also, he's done some great work in the circle for McDonald as well in relief of Katie Ruff.
Yeah, having
351 hitter.
Kelsey behind there is just great to have.
Chloe Flanagan takes off and steals second.
Knowing that Kelsey's there backing up is a great relief.
She had a phenomenal game over in Baldwin. That extra innings victory for the Lady Macs. 2-0 McDonald with two away. 0-1 count. Line shot right
past
the shortstop. That's going to send Chloe Flanagan blazing past third and in to score the third run of the game for McDonald as Kelsey Bremnes, an RBI single for the Lady Macs. It's 3-0.
Yep, Chloe just was burning. She was showing her speed. No stopping her on that.
Number 12. Claire Ruff.
Excuse myself, a double for Kelsey Bremnes. Brings up Claire Ruff, 351 hitter, the right fielder, another freshman in the seventh slot. Number 12 takes one right above eye level. There's a quick conference between Cecilia Schroeder and Brooklyn Kruger. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. With Bremnes at second. Pop up into shallow right and gloved there on the run-up by Schlonegger, the sophomore. McDonald puts three up in the bottom of the first inning here in the regional semifinal on WOGO Sports and Max TV. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Playoff Softball on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. Top of the second starts with a first pitch strike from Katie Ruff. She went 1-2-3 through the top of the batting order for the Augusta Beavers. McDonald leads 3-0 in the second inning in this regional semifinal. Weather has held off so far, swinging strike two.
Caleb, you're going to jinx us pretty
soon. I know, I just realized
that. So you just need
that.
To stop.
Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, StelterIncorporated.com. 0-2 pitch popped up just in the deep infield, rather, as Abby Brezina backpedals a couple steps and retires Stella Zank, the freshman first baseman.
At bat number 22, Brooklyn Krueger.
That brings up Brooklyn Krueger, freshman pitcher number 22, 340 hitter. Facing Katie Ruff for the first time here today. First pitch in low, and first batter, by the way, for Augusta, batting from the left, is Krueger, with one retired.
Obviously, that tells how much I'm paying attention to her in the circle. I didn't realize she was left-handed.
I was just going to blame myself for that as well.
Good, I don't
unless
feel so
switches,
bad.
Unless she switches.
Maybe.
Now we'll take a look at that when she goes in the circle, because I honestly thought she pitched for the right. 2-0 the count on Krueger. Ruff, 2-0 pitch, found the bullseye there, 2-1. Quality Propane and Fuel is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology. 2-1 pitch, swinging strike two, 2-2. Competitive rates, the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. That's Quality Propane. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Ruff, the 2-2, swinging strike three. Krueger goes down whiffing. That's the third strikeout in five batters' face for Katie Ruff.
Great job, Katie.
Number 11, Nayeli.
And if you watch our infield, they're constantly moving. One of the things that they work on is with the pitch and kind of doing a shuffle to get ready for a batted ball. So they're doing a great job in moving and keeping active out there.
Schlonegger comes up. She made that catch to end the first inning. The sophomore right fielder, number 11. It's .087 on her batting average. Swinging strike one. First pitch missed for Katie Ruff. Katie is wearing a black brace on her left knee. That's new, at least to my knowledge here.
Well, and sometimes
for a sleeve,
the stride, yeah, kind of a sleeve. Sometimes in her stride, you know, how her stride goes, that can cause some irritation with the knee.
Well, again, a long season. I mean,
yeah.
Look at 87 and two-thirds innings pitched.
Yep, exactly.
Two balls, one strike on Schlonegger. With two away, no one on. Swinging strike two. Katie Ruff and Morgan Wirtz, the senior-to-senior battery here for McDonald. Two outs, none on. Two balls, two strikes on Schlonegger. Ruff, the pitch. Just missed. Just below knee level.
Yeah, just like catchers and a lot of other positions, pitchers and catchers take a lot of beating to our body, and especially the form that Katie has, sometimes that can
pay off
different
pitch,
muscles.
Punch her out.
Good job, Katie.
1-2-3, they go down in sequence in innings 1 and 2 for Katie Ruff and Co. And after 1.5, your score, McDonald 3, Augusta nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Playoff Softball on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
First pitch, swing by Kiara Leinenkugel, a grounder toward third. That's gloved over there and thrown to first from Rachel West to Stella Zhang, sophomore to freshman. Leadoff batters retired here in the top of the second for
six,
McDonald, leading 3-0. Brings up Abby Brezina. And we confirmed we weren't crazy.
We weren't.
The pitcher, Krueger, does pitch with the right hand.
She just switches for batting.
Whistles one in for ball one. So a talented freshman, again, switch hitter. And
yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot to be excited about with this Augusta team as she's working quickly. 1-0 pitch also misses inside, 2-0.
Well, and again, playoffs, you know, again, bring a whole different level of, you know, stressors, and so she's doing a great job in the circle there.
There you go. A good take.
Rosina takes strike one. 2-1 the count on the McDonald second baseman, the senior, with a 3-0 lead. Rosina takes one just above the letters. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. One away here in the top of the second. Kruger working quickly. Popped up and playable right in front of the pitcher. And Brezina's going to be tagged out, as I think she thought that one was going to drift foul.
Yep, I think that's exactly what she thought.
Number three,
so two outs very quickly here for Brooklyn Kruger. Brings up the top of the order for McDonald. So one unassisted on the putout there if you're scoring with us at home. Kendall Heffler. Single, stole a base.
Just need to get her on.
Would you say she ended up stealing home in kind of that rundown as well? Is that how that would be scored? I'm not sure.
Good question.
Maybe reach on an error.
Because when they threw it, they missed?
Probably would be the correct way to score it. One ball and one strike on Kendall Heffler. Fouls one straight back. And she doesn't like that. I think she thought she had one to hit there.
No, she's not. Kendall's the type who she wants to hit the ball to get on the base.
One ball and two strikes on Kendall Heffler. Fouls one off. Fighting in this at bat. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Heffler again fouls one off.
She's protecting the plate in there. Just needs to keep swinging.
Rubenzer Wealth Management and Sam Rubenzer. Call 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123. The pitch,
nice.
Kendall Heffler grounds one towards short.
Keep
it's bobbled at third, and no way
there
they're going to catch Kendall. Infield single there for Kendall Heffler. How will unofficially score it? I don't know. That was a hot shot toward the shortstop, and it's bobbled.
Yeah, she just
there.
Bobbled it, so.
Like Caden Kirkham, the freshman. But I don't know, even if you don't bobble that, it's really hard to throw Kendall Heffler out from the backside of the infield. So McDonald, their first base runner aboard here in the top of the second, bottom of the second, excuse me. Kendall cruises in the second base. And again, there's not really even a rise in change of tone or intonation here for me, because you just expect Kendall. It's like,
I know, it's kind of
well,
like
she stole it.
Why didn't she steal?
Riley Christensen Richardson at the plate.
Oh, she got a good jump there at second.
Ball one. One ball, one strike. Kendall Heffler in scoring position at second for Riley Christensen Richardson. McDonald with two away. Kendall heading toward third, now drifting back towards second. One and two the count. First two batters for McDonald were retired after they scored three in the bottom of the first. Ball two. Am I allowed to remark on the weather if it is nice?
No. Don't say
then
it.
And it's not.
If they're watching from the live stream, they can see.
Ball three.
So we encourage you to go on the live stream.
And Max TV, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. You can watch and listen. If you're on the road, tune in at WOGO.com or 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com as Riley Christensen Richardson works a walk. She's one for one with a walk and a run scored. Looking for more runners at the corners now for McDonald.
Morgan works.
Heffler at third. Riley at first, and Morgan Wirtz worked a walk back in the first. Looking for her first hit of the game.
I was just looking up her RBIs, and Morgan has 27 RBIs.
Wow.
It's great.
And 431, her batting average, as she is second in the team.
Just does a phenomenal job in protecting that plate, both offense and defensive-wise.
3-0 McDonald. The pitch.
Oh, nice hit,
Morgan. What a line shot.
Nice
way out
job.
To center, and it gets past the center fielder. It's going to hit
Come
the
on,
wall. Morgan Wirtz cruising into second, headed
Come
toward
on,
third. It's
going to
be
go,
a stand-up two RBI triple for the McDonald senior,
awesome
Morgan
job.
Wow, that one had some mustard on it off the bat.
It sure did. Solid hit. That
Kendall
was great.
Kendall Heffler scores her second run of the game, as does Riley Christensen Richardson and Morgan Wirtz.
As she comes
she
in.
She got her exercise.
Four, Aubrey Dorn.
As Olivia Wolf comes in again, the catcher, you got to protect those knees, but she was cruising around the base.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Olivia Wolf over there at third. With Aubrey Dorn at the plate, Aubrey dribbles one foul along the third baseline. First time up. Aubrey Dorn, a line out to second into a double play eventually.
Yeah, she hit that on the handle more instead of on the barrel of the bat there.
That was McDonald's seventh triple of the season. As Aubrey fouls one straight back.
I'm not even going to say it, but I could really use one of Aubrey's hits. Well, not right now. Maybe in another inning when there's like lots on base.
Either way, we've seen the power
yep.
from her bat. Takes the strike, and that's called strike three. So the inning ends, but McDonald plates two more after two complete our score. The McDonald Lady Macs 5, the Augusta Beavers nothing here in the regional semifinal. You're listening to Lady Macs Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. After two innings, McDonald leads 5-0 here over Augusta in this regional semifinal.
Great hit the last inning by Morgan. That triple was awesome.
First pitch missed for ball one for Katie Ruff.
You know, we have talked about Katie goes into each inning.
Ball two call.
Goes into each inning like it's 0-0. She doesn't look at the score. She goes in falling behind here is 0-2, but she just goes in and finds her pitch and what she needs to do.
Swinging strike one. As Ruff is facing Maddie Meyer, the freshman second baseman, number 2-160 hitter on the season. 2-1 pitch, swinging strike again. 2-2 is Katie Ruff fighting her way back into this at-bat. Are you on the hunt for your next vehicle? Visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls. Or Cadott, Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. 2-2 pitch, sails a little bit high, and Morgan Wirtz can't quite glove it as it hits the backstop. Count has worked full, 3-2 on Maddie Meyer, the freshman second baseman. Payoff pitch, called strike three, and Katie Ruff, that is her fifth strikeout of the first seven batters she's faced.
She's toned in, you know, tuned into what she needs to do and finding her zone.
Ball one low on Mackenzie Machosik, sophomore left fielder number 13, bats from the right, 194 hitter. 1-0 the count.
Now you talked about the seniors. Senior one from Augusta. Our seniors graduated this last Friday. And so Morgan and Katie and Aubrey and Abby all went through
Swinging strike two. Congratulations to all of them. Phenomenal high school careers. Great athletes, but even better people. Swinging strike three. Katie Ruff sends down Machosik on strikes.
At bat zero, Caden Kirkham.
That is two punch outs in each of the first three innings for Katie Ruff, with one batter yet to go here in the third. And Caden Kirkham, the freshman, 229 hitter, shortstop number 10.
You were talking about great athletes, great students, and I think they're great role models too. They have a lot of young athletes that love to watch them play, and throughout the different sports, volleyball, basketball, and now softball. So thank you to them and all that they have shown our little athletes coming up.
Well, little Max have a lot to look forward to and a lot to look up to. 0-1 pitch.
Great job, Morgan.
Across the plate, blocked well by Morgan Wirtz. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. One ball, one strike. Called strike two on Caden Kirkham, the freshman.
A shout out to Grayson here from Max TV. He's doing a great job. I cheat and look over here at the balls and strikes because our board has a couple lights out there. So
swinging strike three.
Good job, Katie.
Consecutive strikeouts. 1-2-3. Katie Ruff has sent them down in sequence in innings 1, 2, and 3. That is her seventh punch out of the game. And we head to the bottom of the third with our score, McDonald 5. Augusta 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Softball on WOGO and Max TV.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Max and wishes McDonald Softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
I managed to knock over our crowd mic during the break there and thought I had it set back up. Thank
well,
you.
As Caleb always says, he's very thankful this is radio.
It was not very graceful the way I knocked that thing over. As we begin the Max, bottom of the third, Katie Ruff at the plate against Brooklyn Krueger. Quickly ahead in the count, 2-0. 3-0, excuse me, and Katie Ruff works a four-pitch walk. Leadoff batter is aboard, and that'll bring on Chloe Flanagan to run here in the bottom of the third.
Number 10, Kelsey Bremnes.
Come on, Kelsey. So Kelsey Bremnes, freshman shortstop, had a RBI double. As Chloe Flanagan on the way to second with a steal. Her second of the game.
That was a little close. That ball was there. Val was next to me, and I'm like, oh.
Again, that tag was possible if the throw had come just a little bit sooner. Elsie Bremnes moves one over the third baseman's head. Chloe Flanagan cruises into third. And Kelsey, alert base running as always, her second double of the day.
Great job.
So Kelsey Bremnes in scoring position along with Chloe Flanagan, who now stands at third.
I have a feeling that Kelsey's going to be going into the circle because Coach Byers pulling her out and putting a runner in for her.
So 5-0 McDonald. here in the third inning of this regional semifinal.
Aubrey Beyer went in to run for Kelsey.
The Lady Macs, it's number 12, Claire Ruff.
So Aubrey Beyer now stands at second. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Claire Ruff takes one low. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. H&R Electric. It's two. One ball, one strike. With runners at first and second for Claire Ruff. She flew out to right her first time up.
Nice solid.
Grounds one. Right past the shortstop's glove. That's going to score one. And Aubrey Beyer into third is Claire Ruff. A stand-up double.
Again, aggressive base Six running. I mean, that's exactly what they need to do. Getting them in position to score.
Number five, Kiera Leinenkugel.
Zero out, so gets them in position.
Flanagan scored. Kiera Leinenkugel, the junior DP number 5, 286 hitter. Grounded out in the second. Up to bat here in the third with none out and runners at second and third. Kruger wheels and deals and finds the mark with a belt high fastball. 0-2 the count of Kiera Leinenkugel. Runners at second and third for the Lady Macs in a 6-0 ball game. The pitch, Leinenkugel grounds it past the pitcher, picked up at short, the throw not quite in time, or it is in time actually to get Kiera at first.
But she got the RBI and that's what counts right now.
The sacrifice there, that's just the first out of the inning.
For the plate, it's number six, Abby Brazina.
As Beyer came in to score, brings up Abby Brazina. And Brazina swings at the first pitch and able to drive it right past the third baseman and Abby aboard at first with an RBI single.
I think the shortstop's just getting a little frustrated, which that's okay. She's been doing a great job.
Number three, Kendall Heffler.
Brings up Kendall Heffler. McDonald working pretty quickly here, up 8-0. Kendall Heffler dribbles one right in front
nice
of the plate
job,
for a
Kendall.
Punt, and they call it a foul.
You're good.
I didn't quite see that. I don't know if maybe that went off her.
It hit
her. Off her arm, Kurt says.
Thanks, Kurt.
PA announcer and also our second pair of eyes. Eight to zero, McDonald. With a runner at first. Kendall Heffler. Riley Christensen rich that drives one
Let's
out
go.
To the deep left
Good
corner.
Job.
Kendall rounding third, headed to home. And Kendall Heffler in to score her third run of the game. So hit by a pitch and then scores the very next play as an RBI double for Riley Christensen Richardson.
Morgan Wirtz.
Little celebration dance over there at second base for Riley. She deserves that.
And Riley has singled, doubled, and walked and has scored two runs so far. 9-0 McDonald, and drilled right back to the pitcher from Morgan Wirtz to end the inning, a line out. But McDonald puts four more across. After three, our score, McDonald 9, Augusta 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Macs Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports.
Back in line.
Hey. What you in for?
Bronchitis. You?
My kid got this ear infection.
Hey, quiet over there.
Waiting in line at the pharmacy shouldn't feel like a prison sentence. So skip the big box and transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee provide caring service, expert pharmacists, and even free local delivery. So you can skip the wait altogether. The Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. And at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Katie Ruff, still out there in the circle for the Lady Max. We wondered if her day might be done. She's going to keep it rolling here.
Yeah, I thought maybe possibly because Rick put in a runner for Kelsey, but I don't think
one.
She's got enough pitches in this game is the problem.
Ruff has met nine batters, sent all nine of them down, seven via strikeouts. 0-1 pitch,
nice
swinging
job,
strike two by Cecilia Schroeder here in the top of the fourth. And good to have you with us here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. In the booth at Casper Park in Chippewa. Pop up. Morgan Wirtz calling everybody off, and
good
she
try,
couldn't
Morgan.
Quite call it in. The runner aboard. Cecilia Schroeder now
at bat number
at
10,
first.
Olivia Meyer.
You know, we had talked about that one earlier, too. It's that's a tough one because you're all coming in running, and that angle that Morgan had.
First looked like it was drifting foul. That breaks up the no-hitter and breaks up the perfect game for Katie Ruff. Sure she'll be locked in here.
Hitter.
Snap throw from Morgan Wirtz off the batting helmet of Schroeder.
And that right there is why we wear helmets.
Indeed. Oh, and won the count.
Be ready here.
Schroeder, the first base runner of the day for the Augusta Beavers. Showing bunt and popping into the backstop is Olivia Meyer. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. 0-2. Ruff against Olivia Meyer. She struck her out back in the first. Swinging strike three, and Meyer goes down on strikes. As Morgan Wirtz again does not like having a base run at first, as she again snapped one off to Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, she was just a little lackadaisical going back, and Morgan's like, I'm here, so you better watch it.
Reminding the freshman that there's a talented senior as the backstop for this McDonald defense. Swinging strike two, runner goes to second.
And she's out! There you go. Good job, Morgan.
Morgan Wirtz guns her down in 17 stolen base attempts. That is the ninth throwout for Morgan Wirtz.
Okay, and what, nine of...
She was 8 of 16, now 9 of 17.
There
you
go.
Coach Byer kind enough. He says he's a frequent listener to our podcast at WOGO.com and said, in case you didn't get that stat, here it is.
Perfect.
8 of 16, now 9 of 17 for Morgan Wirtz. So caught stealing there. Cecilia Schroeder by the strong right arm of Morgan Wirtz. And that brings up Rachel West, the sophomore third baseman, 380 hitter, number five, with McDonald holding a 9-0 lead here in the fourth. Change of pace, and that's strike three on Rachel West. How about double-digit strikeouts for Katie Ruff? We head to the bottom of the fourth with our score, McDonald 9, Augusta 0. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, 9 strikeouts for Katie Ruff through the first 4 innings. No runs across for the Augusta Beavers.
Dorn.
As Aubrey Dorn comes to the plate. For the McDonald Lady Macs, leading 9-0. In their home park in Casper in this regional semifinal.
Give it a minute, I'm pretty sure I just seen a flash of lightning.
Here we go, let's go! And we have an umpire.
Yeah.
Wondering if he might be seeing something.
I'm not surprised because that system's coming in a little bit faster than we were hoping it would, so.
Pitch chopped foul by Aubrey Dorn. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heese Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken at 715-720-4000. That's 715-720-4000. And I think we need to get through four to make it official.
And that's why I'm...
Dorn grounds
nice
one
job.
To
Come
third.
On, Aubrey.
Glove there.
There
throw
you go.
Will sail, and Dorn is aboard. At first. So leading off the bottom of the fourth for McDonald Aubrey Dorn. And she will reach. And Katie Ruff back at the plate.
Come on, Aubrey.
Dorn cruising towards second. Ooh. The tag was close.
It was close.
But Aubrey gets into scoring position.
He did. Field. Off the field. He's gone. Saw lightning.
So the umpire is going to send the players off the field, and we'll have to see how this will shake out. But again, I believe it's a minimum 30 minutes with a lightning delay, and whether we're able to retake the field is going to be the big question.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, I don't know.
9-0 is our score. We've just begun the bottom of the fourth inning here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. We're going to send it back to our WOGO studios shortly after we take this break. Back in a minute to let you know where things stand here on WOGO.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Well, we're in a lightning delay here at Casper Park, waiting to see if we can get a little bit more information on what the decision is going to be here. Again, we were hoping that we'd shortly be able to bring you the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Again, commercial glass, residential glass, recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. McDonald leads it 9-0. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Katie Ruff has been phenomenal. I think I incorrectly said double-digit strikeout. She's on the verge of that as she has faced 12 batters and struck out 9 of them. Only one has reached. That was Cecilia Schroeder on an error. Two have popped out, but again, all the rest have gone down 1-2-3 in the first, second, third, and fourth for McDonald. As we don't have rain coming on here, head coach Rick Beyer joining us now, and we'll ask him the scoop. So, Coach, first off, we'll can go into our normal postgame interview, but we're wondering where we're at here. What are you hearing from the umpires?
They've seen lightning, so they have to wait a half hour. So it'd be 10-6, or 10-5 before we resume play.
So it could be a possibility of still resuming play.
Yeah, if that thing slides a little bit south yet, but yes. It's not looking good.
Yeah, which we're hoping for as well, too. But again, probably by rule, I think you need to get through 4 innings.
We do. We need a run, and they need to bat 3 times.
And when you look at what you've done so far in this game, obviously Katie Ruff has been phenomenal in the circle as well, and certainly getting to a talented young pitcher in Augustus Schroeder as well, too. What have you seen that you've liked so far in this first playoff game?
Oh, there's not a lot to like tonight because we had some bad base running early, you know, and I kind of had to calm myself down, and this is playoff ball, and right now we're just – We had some mistakes that we normally don't do, but the runs, we're hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting runs up, but base running mistakes kind of put us in the situation now.
And again, a game where you were hoping certainly to be able to take care of business, as we said, not to overlook an opponent, but say, you know, hoping to be able to get this one done sooner, maybe in 3 innings, but here we are in the fourth as well, too, where the girls have played well, but saying, hey, there's another level that we expect of ourselves.
Correct, yep, and we should have more runs on the board.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here, and again, we'll wait and see just a little bit if this still happens or if we're playing again a different time, different day. But
it would be tomorrow sometime.
Yeah,
I mean,
so we will
it.
We will again wait to see what happens and plan to have it for you here on WOGO. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
That's head coach Rick Beyer here. It's our post-class, post-game show potentially here as we don't know exactly if this game is over, but again,
unfortunately,
it sure seems to be leaning that
there
way.
Was some big lightning there.
And that, again, would push things off for another half an hour. Post Glass postgame show for commercial or residential glass recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out, take another quick break here for a couple minutes and see what information we can gather for you, as I'm guessing fairly soon here the umpires will have to make a decision on whether this game has a possibility of being resumed. But, of course, everybody looking at radar on their phones doesn't look highly promising. But we'll step out and be back here in just 2 minutes on WOGO. Post Glass Post Game Show with McDonald leading 9-0 in the fourth inning here at Casper.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Well, waiting things out a little bit here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, and McDonald sophomore Chloe Flanagan joins us as we just kind of roped her into this. As you came up eating a dilly bar, which looks fantastic. What made you choose cherry?
That was the last one.
Oh,
so I took the last one and left the bag.
Were those in the dugout then, or
no? We had them a couple days ago. Rick brought them for practice, and there's a couple left over, so we took them.
All right, well, there you go. So, what's kind of the tenor of the clubhouse right now in the dugout too? Is kind of waiting this out. We've seen this from time to time where it's just, are we filling time? Are we playing today or tomorrow? What are the girls kind of like right now?
We're all just kind of, we don't really know. Our coach wants to play, obviously, and we do too, but looks like we're not gonna because it's getting kind of dark and starting to rain.
Yeah, not exactly ideal weather conditions. How have you enjoyed your role, Chloe, this year? Is, again, usually a courtesy runner and getting on. I mean, they send you very quickly when they put you on first as well, too. I mean, you seem to have the green light to steal.
I just feel my role has been a really important part for me specifically, but when I get on and I get the steal sign, that's just my green light. I go every single time. Sometimes don't slide when I should, but I get there, and it's been a really fun role to play, and I love when Katie gets on because that means that I get on too.
There you go. And again, you look at this team and the importance of base running, and I know you guys practice that. You drill that as well too, and that's maybe an underrated part of the game, but base running is what has allowed you to have the success that you have this season. I mean, it really is something that I don't know if other teams work on it nearly as much as you guys do. What are some of the things you do in practice to just drill it into you guys to be aggressive on the base paths?
Well, we have our amazing catcher, Morgan, and as you guys have seen, she's thrown a lot of girls out this season, so we just kind of go off of her. We start girls at first, and as soon as Katie pitches it, we use her timing, which is she's also a very good pitcher. We use her timing and Morgan's timing to get there as fast as we can.
Well, again, we got the stat now, 8 of 16, now 9 of 17, as Morgan has already thrown somebody out here today. So when you're going against one of the best catchers in the area, too, that's got to just, again, iron sharpening iron, making you guys a lot better, too. And it's like, man, these other catchers, no offense to them, but they don't have nearly the arm that ours does.
Yeah.
And you scored another run here today as well, too. And Chris was commenting, you were really showing us the wheels with that one, too, as you got put on early in this one. And there was no stopping you once you rounded third.
No, I was like, I'm going, and Rick was telling me to go, so I just went through.
Well, as we get into the playoffs here, too, Chloe Flanagan joining us here, McDonald sophomore. With this team, again, we've talked all season long about the seniors, but also the freshmen, the sophomore class as well, too. How have you guys felt welcomed and integrated into this team to say, hey, you're a vital part of what is going to be a hopefully very successful playoff run?
As everybody knows, we have a very huge senior class, and it's kind of the basis of our softball team right now. But in any sport that I play, and I play with the seniors, we all feel very welcome, just mainly because of the senior class being the biggest, but also there's a lot of juniors in the dugout, which make us all feel very welcome. And there's also some freshmen, and it's just kind of big team effort out there.
Well, Chloe, we appreciate your time. I think your jelly bar is melting a little bit. Otherwise, Chris is going to eat the rest of it. So thank you for joining us. And we don't know if we'll see you guys yet tonight or maybe it's tomorrow, but we're looking forward to it, hopefully talking about a Lady Max win.
Thank you.
That is Chloe Flanagan here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 103.1 FM AM 680, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org, as we're about to send it back to our WOGO programming. And Greg Stewart there will certainly come back if we find out that there's a possibility that this game can be played yet, Chris. But again, I believe the way it works is every time there's a flash of lightning, which we have seen a few times, it pushes the timeline back another half hour. And we were kind of anticipating this all day long. And there was a window. There was a window they were trying to get this game played in.
Yep. And honestly, I'm really kind of surprised at this point with the amount of lightning that we've seen that they haven't called it. But you know, maybe we might be back here getting this done, hopefully, but keep our fingers crossed.
We'll see. Well, stay tuned to our WOGO social media for updates at WOGO Sports on Twitter, WOGO Radio on Facebook. We are going to send it back to our regularly scheduled programming here on WOGO, hoping we'll be able to return from Casper either later on this evening or tomorrow. Thank you for joining us for McDonald Playoff Softball. Thank you so much to our sponsors making this broadcast possible. Whether it's another split broadcast or not, we don't know as of yet, but we'll send it back to WOGO. Well, welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Softball. Katie Ruff at the plate, Aubrey Dorn has stolen second. As when they found that window after the coaches have worked very, very tirelessly to get this field playable again, they were getting back to the action as soon as possible. So Katie Ruff at the plate, Aubrey Dorn has stolen third. Ruff takes a strike inside. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you. Greg Stewart back at the WOGO home base in Halley. McDonald leads 9-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 2-2. Take your base, Katie Ruff.
Definitely taking advantage of this little window we have here to get this game done. No outs. Courtesy runner coming in.
Chloe. Who we talked to during that rain
delay. Yes, we did. She was a little nervous, so that was good that she came in. I was glad to see her.
Runners at the corners. No one out. Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman shortstop, number 10. As Flanagan takes off, fueled by that cherry dilly bar.
I was chuckling because her run to second was a little straddled, so it was like with the little being a little wet out there still, but the coaches did a great job in getting the field as ready as they could.
So Bremnes at the plate, Flanagan at second, Aubrey Dorn at third. McDonald leads 9-0, no one out here in the bottom of the fourth, one ball, one strike. Kroger, the pitch. Again, the freshman, Kruger, number 22 out there. And thank you again to Coach Beyer, Coach Ruff, Eric Wiedermeyer,
Augusta coaches and staff. You know, they did a great job. Everybody was out there doing a great job.
1-2, called strike on Kelsey Bremnes. She has a pair of doubles today. The 3-1 pitch. Brenda's lines one over the second
nice
baseman's
job,
head. That's going to score Aubrey Dorn. And Chloe Flanagan,
Chloe,
as she told us before, she is not going to stop. It's 11.
Good job,
it's
Chloe.
McDonald.
There you go.
So Kelsey Bremnes, that time just a single, but a 2-RBI single for the hot-hitting freshman shortstop.
At bat number 12.
Scores Aubrey Dorn and Chloe Flanagan.
Yep, and brings up Claire.
Claire Ruff doubled and scored her last time up. Shows bunt, pulls it back, throw to second, not in time, and Kelsey Bremnes is going to hang out
and
there.
And she was tempted to.
She was thinking about moving ahead to third.
She was tempted. And if you're listening, you can Max live stream is still on to finish up the last part of this game.
11-0 McDonald in the regional semifinal here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. It's Bremnes again testing, and the catcher's going to run all the way out to the circle and hand the ball off to Brooklyn Kruger. So Schroeder out there keeping an eye on Kelsey Bremnes, who's aboard at second. No one out, two runs in here for McDonald in the bottom of the fourth.
The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Dakota County, central Goodyear County in southeastern Minnesota, southwestern Pierce County until 6 p.m. At 5:19 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 6 miles south of Cannon Falls or 14 miles east of Northfield, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Expected hazards include tornado. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Red Wing and Welch around 5:35 p.m. Ellsworth around 5:55 p.m. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Wausau, Red Wing Airport, Wistano, Diamond Bluff, Maysville, Hayter, Isdale, and Hager City. This includes U.S. Highway 61 between mile markers 87 and 104. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 6 p.m. for the following counties in Minnesota, Dakota and Goodyear, and Pierce, Wisconsin.
That one just died right in front of home plate for Caroline and Kugel.
No, she did a great job with that bunt.
So Lang and Kugel aboard. And she advances to second, actually. And that was Kelsey Bremnes, who is in to score. So Claire Ruff now at third, with Kiara at second.
Pop up
in the shallow third baseline and running over there, not quite able to make the play at the fence, was Rachel West.
Gives Abby new life there to protect that plate.
Abby Brazino is tagged out by the pitcher on an incidental blooper right in front of the circle her first time up, but then had a single her last time up in the third. Brazina, the senior, takes one at eye level. One ball, two strikes, 12-0 McDonald. Runners at second and third for the Lady Macs. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Brazina knocks one foul along the third baseline. One and two the count. Kruger, the pitch, swing and a miss. And Brazina down on strikes. That is still just the first out of the inning.
Kendall Heffler.
And that brings up Kendall Heffler.
Yep, bring it up the top.
Kendall 2-for-2, also hit by a pitch. Three runs scored. for the McDonald leadoff hitter. Kendall check swing at the first, called strike. Lyman Kukla still at second. Claire Ruff at third, with McDonald leading 12-0 and one away here in the bottom of the fourth in this regional semifinal. And Kendall Heffler a little behind that pitch from Kruger. She's the foul, 0-2. The freshman ahead in the count here against the McDonald junior, Kendall Heffler. The leadoff hitter leads in batting average at 452. One low and in the dirt.
Good job by the catch, keeping that in front of her.
Again, just a shout out again to the coaching staff, because I can still say low and in the dirt, not in the mud. And
yep.
If you saw the picture we posted on our social media, it was a lot more like soup a little bit ago. Kendall Heffler swats one right back to Rick Beyer, who gloves with his bare hands and throws it right back to the pitcher. He wants to keep this game rolling as well.
Yeah. You could hear the dugout, the girls over there.
One ball, two strikes with one out. Runners at second and third for Kendall Heffler. Swing and a miss. Throw to third. Claire Ruff caught in a rundown there. Trying to avoid the throw. Claire going back and forth, and she will head back safely to third. So two outs recorded now in the fourth as Kendall Heffler goes down on strikes. Brings up Riley Christensen-Richardson.
At bat, number seven.
She's two for two with a walk and two runs scored.
But I think that's the point that Rick was making about base running. He's not been real happy with their base running tonight.
They lead 12-0, two away here, bottom of the fourth, as Riley takes a pitch high. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000. Skipping away from the pitch, Riley Christensen-Richardson, passed ball, and Claire Ruff zooms in to score, 13-0 McDonald. So Claire scores her second run of the game. And Kiara Leinenkugel smartly advances to third, 13-0 the Lady Mags. 2-0 count. Riley takes one inside, gets away from the catcher, the flip to the pitcher. She can't tag Kiara Leinenkugel in time. And Kiara into score to make it 14-0 McDonald. It's been an explosive fourth inning for the Lady Mags. 3-0 count on Riley Christensen-Richardson. And a four-pitch walk for the McDonald freshman.
That brings up
Morgan. Morgan Wirtz and her big bat.
Yep.
At bat, the catcher, number 33, Morgan Wirtz.
Well, and I think at this point, with the two outs and with it being the fourth inning, you know, 14-0, what the goal is here, you know, is to
get one more across.
Get one more across, and, you know, then we can for sure get out of here.
So Morgan Wirtz, the senior, steps in with a runner at first and a 14-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Runner takes off. There won't be a throw as Riley Christensen-Richardson into scoring position. And the McDonald senior, her job made a little bit easier here. There's now a solid single. Should play the run. Morgan Wirtz drives one to third. It gets past the third baseman, and they're safe at the corners. A little bit of trouble gloving it over there.
Yep,
Rachel
a little
West.
Bit of a hesitation there.
To
and
the plate
so.
For the Lady Mags, it's number 24, Aubrey Dorn.
So they batted around for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn comes up.
Mo, keep your feet underneath you.
Looking for her first hit. Aubrey Dorn swats it by the shortstop, and that's going to end the game for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn.
There it is. Good job, ladies.
Run rules Augusta. It's 15-0, the Lady Mags.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and the smart decision was made
in finishing it
out
tonight.
Keep it here and get it done. And
exactly.
Rick Beyer certainly got his team ready to play here during that window, even while he was working on the field.
We'll move on.
Yep, definitely. They, you know, were talking game back in there, you know, under shelter, staying dry, but then got them warming up as soon as possible. So great job with the coaching staff and the girls for getting this game done.
The run rule shutout. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll see if we can talk with head coach Rick Beyer one more time here as the game officially over, and we'll get you some post-game highlights as well. Make it 3 minutes and we're back here on WOGO Sports as we recognize our sponsors and move on to the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in three.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's, moving life forward.
Well, the Lady Macs get the job done. They can't be overcome by their opponent or the weather here as they play the game and have the Lightning delay. Credit to, again, to the coaches, the umpires, getting this game in. McDonald run rules Augusta 15-0 in four innings. And when we went to that Lightning break, Chris Malika, they led 9-0, and thinking, hey, are they going to have to try to get that 10th run and then still face three Augusta batters? Instead, the McDonald offense said, hey, we're just going to get this done right here, now, never give them another chance to come to the plate.
Yeah, that initially was the plan, was to get that 10th run and then just get the outs and then go to the fifth inning. But they positioned themselves that they were able to get the runs in and therefore then lead to getting the 15-0, so getting us out of here.
And we'll see if we can chat with head coach Rick Beyer one more time, too, if he's available. But as he came up kind of in that nexus between the first part of the game and the second part of the game, too, he wasn't very happy with the way his team had performed in a 9-0 game. But, again, there's high expectations. And, again, he's going to be demanding in the best way possible from this team to get them to reach that upper echelon that they're going to have to be ready for, probably facing Colfax on Thursday in a regional final.
Yeah, absolutely. He was not happy with their base running and how they were playing, because he expects more from them, and they can play better than that. And so even though the score said 15-0, they have some work to do.
Well, Chris, we're looking forward to having a Max TV broadcast on Thursday. Again, Chi High pending the game today. We already know that Chi High advanced to a regional final. They will be on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com live on the air on WOGO on Thursday evening, 4:35 start with Mark Halverson and Tammy Sloliak for that regional final. And thanks to Grayson and Val and the crew at Max TV, we will be live on Max TV on Thursday. So looking forward to that, Chris, as we let you go to your other appointments here too.
Granddaughters who need me to pick them up.
Waiting for you. But again, thank you so much for joining us here as weathering out the weather.
I think I hear Coach Beyer coming up.
There he is. So we'll say so long to Chris Malika, and we'll say hello to head coach Rick Beyer here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And Coach, first off, we got the game in, and that's a credit again to everybody working in collaboration here with the coaches and the umpires and saying, hey, we're almost at the conclusion of this game. Let's find a way, let's find a window, and let's get it played.
And thank you for Augusta. They helped out a ton, too.
Yeah.
Everybody grabbed rakes and got the field ready to go. And this field takes a lot of water.
Yeah.
You've seen the water sitting there, and it's rock solid right now, so we could keep playing if we wanted to. But circumstances are we needed to get it in, and we got it in.
And, Coach, there was that mentality as well from your team saying, we're not going to give Augusta another chance to come to the plate. Let's just finish this here.
It was one of them deals where, you know, I was going to bunt three times and go out in the field, but once we got the first couple runs, I'm like, well, let's 15 is closer than going back on the field. So then we tried to – normally I wouldn't, you know, do what I did tonight. We wouldn't run like that. But Mother Nature said, you know, coming, we got to get it in.
Yeah, and everyone understands as well, too. You do what you need to do to get the game over as quickly as possible. When you talked with us during that lightning delay, Coach, you weren't real happy, again, with the way the team had played up 9-0, but just saying, hey, there's some base running, some mistakes, maybe uncharacteristic, and saying, hey, we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard.
Yeah, and that's what I told them after our post game. I said, you guys, you know, the base running wasn't normal McDonald base running tonight. You know, we could have easily been up at that score before the rains come had we, you know, run like we normally do. So, you know, I don't know if it was a lack of coaching and practices or what, but I guarantee you we'll go over it tomorrow.
And, Coach, again, just that one practice then, it presumably, haven't heard yet if you're facing Colfax or not, but the potential of a state-ranked opponent coming in here to play on Thursday in a regional final. So what do you focus on, emphasize in that practice?
Well, we do the same thing we always do. We picked up some games later in the year to face the competition like that, and we're ready for it.
Well, Coach, we'll see you on Thursday. Thank you for your time before and after the game. We're glad we could get this one in.
Thanks, guys.
That's head coach Rick Beyer here as we finish up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the Advanced Driver Safety System after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Let's finish up with our highlights. We'll hear how it sounded on WOGO Sports, rather, as the Lady Macs run rule the Augusta Beavers to win this regional semifinal 15-0 in four. It sounded like this on WOGO. Joining them and playing at the same time.
Absolutely.
A little bit of a breeze coming in here. Flag whipping about a bit in left field. 0-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. Swinging.
Ooh, nice job,
strike
Katie.
Three. First punch out of the game for the senior Katie Ruff. That is her
number five, Rachel West.
176th, I believe, of the season. That was close. And again, depending, you're trying to feel out where they're going to give you the strike zone as well. And again, that was right above the Sox. West stands in there, swinging, strike three, and they go down in sequence for Katie Ruff. 1-2-3, McDonald roars through the top three of the batting order for Augusta.
That's
we
what
head
like
to the
see.
Bottom of the first. With our score, Augusta 0, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac softball. And he cruises in to second. Kendall now caught in a rundown between third and home. Kendall trying to beat one out here. Will run back toward third, and it gets away from the third baseman. Play at the plate. Kendall dives in,
nice
and she
slide,
is
Kendall.
Safe. Ahead first slide. That one looked pretty good, Kendall. And it's the first run of the game for McDonald.
I'm so proud of her, that slide. That was awesome.
Right underneath the tag as our umpire will dust off the bag. Extra innings victory for the Lady Macs. 2-0 McDonald with two away. 0-1 count. Line shot right
nice
past
shot
the shortstop.
Shot.
That's going to send Chloe Flanagan blazing past third and in to score the third
showing
run of the game
speed.
For McDonald as Kelsey Bremnes, an RBI single for the Lady Macs. It's 3-0.
Yep, Chloe just was burning. She was showing her speed.
That's Quality Propane. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Ruff, the 2-2 swinging strike three. Kruger goes down whiffing. That's the third strikeout in five batters' face for Katie Ruff.
Great job, Katie.
At bat number 11.
Just like catchers and a lot of other positions, pitchers and catchers take a lot of beating to our body, and especially the form that Katie has, sometimes that can
pay off.
Different
pitch,
muscles.
Punch her out.
Good job, Katie.
1-2-3, they go down in sequence in innings 1 and 2 for Katie Ruff and Co. And after 1.5, your score, McDonald 3, Augusta nothing. We are back.
Protecting that plate, both offense and defensive-wise.
3-0, McDonald. The pitch.
Oh, nice hit,
what
Morgan.
A line shot.
Nice
way out
job.
To center, and it gets past the center fielder. It's going to hit
Come
the
on,
wall. Morgan Wirtz cruising into second, headed
Come
toward
on, Morgan.
Third. It's
going to
be
go,
a
girl.
Stand-up, two RBI triple for the McDonald senior,
awesome
Morgan
job.
Wirtz. I didn't quite see that. I don't know if maybe that went off her.
It hit
went
her.
Off her arm, Kurt says.
Thanks, Kurt.
PA announcer and also our second pair of eyes. Eight to zero, McDonald. With a runner at first, Kendall Heffler. Riley Christensen Richardson drives one
Let's
out
go.
To the deep left
Good
corner.
Job.
Kendall rounding third, headed to home. And Kendall Heffler in to score her third run of the game. So hit by a pitch and then scores the very next play as an RBI double for Riley Christensen Richardson.
Morgan Wirtz.
Mission dance over there at second base for Riley. She deserves that. Yeah, she was just a little. Mission dance over there at second. Mission dance.
Headed to home.
Mission dance. Yeah, she was just a little lackadaisical going back, and Morgan's like, I'm here, so you better watch it.
Reminding the freshman that there's a talented senior as the backstop for this McDonald defense. Swinging strike two. Runner goes to second.
And
the tag is out.
Good job, Morgan.
Morgan Wirtz guns her down in 17 stolen base attempts. That is the ninth throwout for Morgan Wirtz.
Okay, and what nine
of... Strong right arm of Morgan Wirtz. And that brings up Rachel West, the sophomore third baseman, 380 hitter. Number five with McDonald holding a 9-0 lead here in the fourth. Change of pace,
oh,
and that's strike three on Rachel West. How about double-digit strikeouts for Katie Ruff? We head to the...
job.
1-2. Called strike on Kelsey Bremnes. She has a pair of doubles today. The 3-1 pitch. Bremnes lines one over the second
nice
baseman's
job,
head. That's going to score Aubrey Dorn. And Chloe Flanagan,
Chloe.
As she told us before, she is not going to stop. It's 11
good job,
to
Chloe.
McDonald.
There you go. Betting woman, I would have thought we would have been playing tomorrow.
Indeed. I mean, honestly, I didn't even know they were going to start this game today. So, got it going and got it restarted. 0-2 pitch.
Oh,
bunts
Kiara,
perfectly
bunt.
Right in front of the plate.
Beautiful
the throw
bunt.
To first is dropped at first, and a runner into score. Another one to third, and they're safe at the corners, and 12-0 McDonald.
Nice job.
Comes in to score, 13-0 McDonald. So Claire scores her second run of the game. And Kiara Leinenkugel smartly advances to third, 13-0 the Lady Mags. 2-0 count. Riley takes one inside, gets away from the catcher, the flip to the pitcher. She can't tag Kiara Leinenkugel in time. And Kiara into score to make it 14-0, McDonald.
Aubrey
so they
Dorn.
Batted around for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn comes up.
Mo, keep your feet underneath you.
Looking for her first hit. Aubrey Dorn swats
nice
it
job.
By the
there
shortstop, and that's going to end
it.
The game for McDonald.
Yep.
Aubrey Dorn.
There it is. Good job, ladies.
Run rules Augusta. It's 15-0, the Lady Max.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and the smart decision was made
in finishing
it
out tonight.
Keep it here and
yeah.
get it done. And
exactly.
Coach Rick Beyer. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Again, thank you to Grayson and to Val Knobloch for making the McDonald Area Catholic Schools live video stream possible as McDonald wins it 15-0 despite the rain and lightning delay. They get the game in, and in four innings, the Lady Macs take care of business. They'll face the winner of number 3 Colfax and number 6 Lake Holcomb Cornell. Presuming that game was able to be gotten in today or tomorrow, that regional final will be here on Max TV exclusively 4:35 p.m. planned start. Again, on McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org, the live video stream is over here on WOGO AM 680, WOGO.com, and 103.1 FM. Also a 4:35 p.m. start for Chi-High Lady Cardinals playoff softball, also in a regional final. Augusta falls to 8-13 as their season comes to a close. McDonald now 19-2, advancing to yet another regional final for head coach Rick Beyer. That's 11 straight wins for the Lady Macs. Don't want to cloud over the fact that Katie Ruff had an absolutely phenomenal game. In fact, a perfect game broken up in the fourth. Katie faced 12 batters. Again, they went down 1-2-3 each time for Augusta, because in the fourth inning, leadoff runner Cecilia Schroeder reached on an error, and again, that broke up the perfect game for Katie Ruff. But she was then thrown out by Morgan Wirtz, as you heard in our highlights here on the Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror. So four innings, only 12 batters faced for Katie Ruff, and she has a four-inning no-hitter today with 9 strikeouts. Just a phenomenal performance and almost perfection in four for the McDonald senior, Katie Ruff. Again, thank you to our sponsors, our advertisers, answering the call and making these broadcasts possible here on WOGO Sports. Thank you so much to Greg Stewart, our sports director, who's jumped in behind the board the last couple games on both the regional semifinal for Chi-High and now the regional semi for McDonald. We appreciate Greg very much as our board operator and producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. This has been the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For Chris Malika, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score in four innings in this WIAA Division IV regional semifinal: the McDonald Lady Macs 15, the Augusta Beavers 0. This has been McDonald Playoff Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.